Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the sun is shining over Tel Aviv, with comfortable temperatures drawing people outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys a mild day as well. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a gentle breeze, making it perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to I-24 News just in, the IDF continues operations in Lebanon, as the ongoing ceasefire excludes the Hezbollah front. Also, JNS reports earlier today the IDF confirms a halt to Iran strikes while fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon remains active. Also this hour, Ynet reports from earlier today that Iran has shifted its stance, but critical issues persist. Opposition leader Lapid calls it an unprecedented disaster. Separately, earlier today, Forward reports an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul. And finally, Axios reports from earlier this week that the Houthis have joined the Iran war, launching a missile at Israel, but have yet to take more drastic measures. Here's what people are saying online. MJ Sievers, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran seems to have blinked in the ceasefire talks, suggesting their earlier resistance has softened. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, commented earlier today that CNN downplays Hezbollah's activities while simultaneously reporting under Hezbollah's permission. Sky News shared just over 20 minutes ago that several explosions occurred on two Iranian islands in the Persian Gulf, according to Iran's semi-official Mehr news agency. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, I-24 News reports the IDF remains vigilant along the Hezbollah front, despite the ceasefire. Military sources indicate readiness to respond to any violations. This alertness underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire. Turning to Iran, JNS details how Israeli fighters targeted ballistic missile sites overnight, marking a strategic pause in Iran. This aligns with political directives to halt further escalation. The move is seen as a cautious approach to de-escalate regional tensions. Meanwhile, Ynet sheds light on Iran's sudden shift in negotiations. Lapid's criticism reflects domestic dissatisfaction with the ceasefire terms. This development fuels ongoing debates about Israel's strategic decisions. In Istanbul, Forward recounts a tense encounter outside the Israeli consulate. Turkish police swiftly neutralized the threat. This incident highlights ongoing security concerns for Israeli missions abroad. Finally, Axios reports on the Houthis' involvement in the regional conflict. The missile launch at Israel marks a new phase in the war. The potential closure of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait remains a looming threat to global shipping lanes. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv reports a global market shakeup as oil prices plummet and stock markets soar following the ceasefire. The strengthening shekel suggests a cautious optimism among investors, despite lingering concerns. Separately, Walla reveals plans for a new university in Maalot as part of a five-year plan to revitalize northern Israel. The initiative, backed by a 4.9 billion shekel budget, aims to transform regional infrastructure. And finally, CTEC highlights the financial toll of the ongoing conflict on Israel's economy. War costs nearing $15 billion are reshaping defense allocations and straining the 2026 budget, posing long-term fiscal challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.